kind of got a wind of that and decided that, you know, asking more questions about the process of building RVs, and, you know, I've invited him over and show him how to rivet and what's all involved in the RVs, and he'd been doing some research, so I guess he just decided that he'd like to build an RV.
Was he flying at the time,
yeah,
Tony?
Tom learned to fly when he was a teenager,
mm-hmm.
and I've only known him for the past 4 years or so.
Right.
So, but he took flying lessons from an old World War One pilot, a guy named Ernie Hall, in eastern Ohio. And he was an airport bum. He got his first ride, I guess, from Ernie when he was when Tom was 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he became an airport bum and hung around there and, you know, worked for a few nickels and dimes and took flying lessons from Ernie. And he actually ended up getting his license, I guess, when he was 17.
And how was there any kind of connection other than aviation? Was when you first met Tom, when he first, I guess, came over to your shop and looked at and you taught him how to rivet or
mm-hmm.
that sort of thing? Was there a connection there that that bonded you at all? I'm just looking for a little sense of what Tom was like, I guess.
Tom was a fun guy to be with. Always kind of wisecracking, or you know. Just a silent kind of intelligence. You know, you could talk about anything, but he never let his profession or his you know, overwhelming knowledge get in the way of just a general, you know, BSing around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was a pretty smart guy, right? He was a heart surgeon, or
yeah, he was a heart surgeon. He ran the heart transplant program for the Medical College of Ohio here in Toledo, and did that for about 10 years, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But he also had a degree in quantum physics, and he was had played guitar in a band, rock and roll band kind of thing, on and off from the time he was a teenager, I guess, also. And just a real smart guy, but never let any of that get in the way of just, you know, being a normal guy, you know?
Sure.
He did, he fixed people for a profession, but his hobby was aviation, for sure.
Yeah. And what about you? You built a 6A?
Yes, I built a 6A in about 3 years. It started out as someone else's project, and almost like this one, the wings and empennage were done, and the fuselage was on my 6A was actually in the crate when I got it. So the learning curve was a little bit steep on that, you know, when you don't do the tail feathers and stuff on your own the first time.
Right. And so Tom got interested in building for a number of reasons, I guess, but not the least of which, I suppose, is you gave him a ride and let him have a feel, I guess, for what an RV is?
Well, he actually started building his before mine was finished. And I did hook him up with his first RV ride at a fly-in we had at a Chapter 582 event. We had a pancake breakfast, and a few of the Ohio Valley RVators came up. And I had arranged for Tom to get a ride with John Fury in a beautiful yellow RV 6A.
Yep.
And Tom wasn't so sure he could do it. He had had one of his hip replacement surgeries only a month or two before that, and he was on crutches that day. And it was pretty chilly out. It was kind of a blustery day, a little bit windy, but we actually helped him in the plane, lifted him up over the side there and helped him out. And all the pictures just show him grinning ear to ear, you know, the typical RV grin.
Right, yeah. Now, he had an illness or a disease, right, the way I understood it, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounded like the hip replacement was one of many not misfortunes, but troubles that he went through. Do I have that right?
Yes. He had a disease called ankylosing spondylitis or something to that effect, which mm-hmm. was an inflammation like rheumatoid arthritis that affected the major joints in your body and your spine. And he had spinal fusing from that, which made it impossible for him to turn his head and his neck, and it was even, you know, in his hips, and I believe that's what led to some of his, you know, hip replacement surgeries. He had three surgeries for hip replacements and had some physical challenges, and that's, I believe, why he wanted to do this eighth from a slow build kit, you know, just his determination to see this project through.
Sure. And now tell me about his family.
Well, like I said, I've only known Tom really for 4 years, and we weren't extremely close, like best of buddies and hung out a lot. But Tom's family, they were a beautiful family. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a loving and caring husband and father. He's been married to Joanne for about 6 years. And from my understanding, they tried and couldn't get pregnant, so they went to China and adopted a baby girl. Her name is Yaya. Her Chinese name is Yaya. Her American name is Kayla. And in the process of adopting Yaya, they actually became pregnant. So, you know, the Lord blessed them with another miracle, and now they have 2 4-year-old children. And we call them the twins, you know.
Sure.
Beautiful family. And yeah. Whenever Tom would come to one of our chapter events, whether it was, you know, helping build the hangar or pancake breakfast or our fly-in or whatever, he had the family in tow, you know, and they just loved to do what whatever he was doing, you know. And they
sure.
were a great family.
Yeah. And then in January, he was on his way home from, I guess, work.
Yes.
And what happened?
Well, he had pulled in his driveway, and like he did every day, stopped the van at the end of the driveway and walked across the street to get the mail out of the mailbox. And on his way back from the box, I guess, you know, he either, we don't really know what happened, but mm-hmm. He was struck by a vehicle right there at the mailbox. And He died instantly, I guess. You know, you have to kind of say a prayer for the man that hit him, too, because it totally has changed his life also, although I don't really know him. But Tom was killed instantly in front of his house getting the mail on a day that actually there was no mail delivery. January 2nd was a national day of mourning for Gerald Ford, I believe.
Oh.
There was no mail delivery on that day, but... You know, you can't change the world.
Yeah. And so at some point, you decided to complete the project that he started.
Yes.
How did you come to that decision?
Well, I think when tragedy like this strikes, you know, you feel helpless and you just want to do something to, you know, help out the situation no human can, you know, solve this problem. But seeing the dedication Tom had to seeing his project through, the perseverance, you know, in someone facing the challenges he was facing, and just his general spirit about life. You know, he was always upbeat and just loved to help people out. He loved flying young eagles, and aviation was, you know, more than just a hobby to him. You know, it was a passion. And seeing that he had put so much effort over the past 3 years in his project, it was like, you know, I loved building my plane. I had a lot of fun doing it, and I knew I was going to be a repeat offender at some point. I just never thought that it would happen this way, you know.
Right.
So I just think that... you know, it's kind of a thing like be careful what you wish for, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, you've set up a great website, which I'll certainly refer folks to, at tomsrv8.com. Mm-hmm. But tell me where, what state the project was in when you decided to take it on, and where are you with it now, and tell me what you need.
Okay, well, Tom had finished the wings and the empennage and had the fuselage beyond the quick build phase. Since I've brought it to my house, I've had Tom's widow, Joanne, come over and help me rivet the top turtle deck skin on.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've inverted the fuselage, and I've mounted the gear legs, and I'm working on the lower floor pan forward skins. And at this point, we don't have an engine, so consequently, we don't have a finishing kit or avionics, instruments, interior. There's a whole lot of things yet that we need to complete Tom's RV8.
Right.
And, you know, it's kind of a little bit of a slow-going process right now because, you know, until I get the ball rolling here and things start to happen, I'm almost, you know, to the point where I'm going to be out of things to do.
Yeah. And you have put on your site, I think you've decided what you want to have in that
Well, Tom's
machine,
idea,
right?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Yeah, no, go
Tom's
ahead.
Idea with the completion of his plane was a similar to mine, just a simple fixed pitch. He was definitely going to go have a O360, but it was going to be carbureted. He's already got the battery box mounted on the firewall, which you do for a fixed pitch prop to put that weight CG forward.
Mm-hmm.
And he was going to use a day-night VFR, although he was instrument-rated, and he was a partner in a Mooney.
Mm-hmm.
So he did have experience flying instruments. I don't think his plan was to outfit this for instrument flight. It was just going to be a fun sport plane, you know.
Right.
And keep it light and keep it simple. He was leaning, I have the Dynon D10 in my aircraft, and he really liked the way that was, you know. So that's going to be the kind of the goal, is to get a D10 or I have a Grand Rapids 4000 in mine, and, you know, that puts all your instruments in one little box. And he was happy with that, too. So either we're going to go with a Grand Rapids or a Dynon system, and maybe the one with the engine monitor built into it, you know, so it's even cleaned up better with the smaller panel.
Mm-hmm. And so the plan is to finish this thing, get some donations of equipment or money or both, and then do what with the money?
Well, the goal is to complete Tom's plane, and Joni has some ideas on what she'd like to do with the color scheme. So I'm hoping that I can get aircraft scheme designers on board, or someone that's, you know, really artistic and work with Joni to come up with a nice color scheme and honor Tom in that way. But then once the family sees his plane completed, that, you know, his dream has become a reality,
mm-hmm.
That we're going to sell the plane. And any, you know, things we have left over from that this process of trying to collect donations of parts and whatever.
Sure.
We're going to sell the plane, and all the money, all the proceeds from everything will go back to the family as an educational fund for his 2 4-year-old children. So.
And how has the reception gone? As you, and I don't know how long you've been
well,
working on this. As I said, I just found out about it last week at Oshkosh over dinner when somebody gave me, I guess, a card that you had been handing out.
Yeah, that's been my big push. I got the website up maybe a couple months ago, but didn't realize how I was going to really promote it. You know, I was going to email Doug and say, hey, you know, can you help me out? And
mm-hmm.
then I thought, well, heck, I'm going to Oshkosh. Everybody's going to be there, you know.
Right, yeah.
I might as well present my story to as many people as I can. So I swear it wasn't 2 days before Oshkosh I was printing those cards up and, you know, fighting with my printer and my computer, and it just kind of all fell in, you know, in place. And I said, well, heck, I'm going there. I'm going to be there 2 or 3 days. I'm going to meet as many people as I can. So I met with the vendors of items that we'd like to use, you know, Trio,
right.
and or Grand Rapids, and Hooker Harness, and Max Servos, and just aircraft spruce, and Lycoming engines. And I tried to hit, you know, big and small. I wasn't being particular. It's just the items that I know we could have a good need for here. And so So I met with the vendors, and I told them Tom's story and why I was going to complete his RV8,
mm-hmm.
and present them with the card that ran down the information and the URL for our website. And we're getting some response. It's been slow, but it's just getting out there. So Doug Reeves posted it on his website today,
mm-hmm.
and I've had a few donations from that already.
Good.
And, you know, the ball's starting to roll now.
Good. Well, we had some extra money left over from the RV Builders Barbecue that we put on every year, and so we're going to send you a check for $1,000.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
And I think this is exactly what everybody, you know, who showed up would want the extra money to go to rather than getting it back, although I didn't ask them that, but I'm pretty sure that's where they'd want that money to go to, so... we'll send that out and we'll to you in a week or so, Tony, and we'll hope that others will follow everybody's lead and all the folks off Doug's site that responded. And
absolutely,
it's really a terrific thing you're doing. It must be quite inspiring and for you too, I would guess.
Yes, it is very much so. I'm so happy to be doing this. You know, you'll search for things you can do to help, you know, solve a problem that's insolvable. So
yep.
We just have to move forward from here and support the family. They're a beautiful family, and they still come to our chapter events. You know, we have an open hangar every Friday night at Toledo MedCalf. Chapter 582 for decades had pancake breakfast so we could build a hangar, and that's a work in progress, a definite work in progress. But the hangar's up, and we're occupying it. And we have an open hangar now every Friday night. And Joni still comes and brings the kids. And, you know, she definitely wants to be involved in aviation and wants her son Nick to follow in Tom's footsteps, you know, and take flying lessons and things like that. Although she doesn't fly and... you know, I don't think she really ever will get a license or anything, but it's just, you know, paying it forward, I guess, is what I'm doing, is seeing his dream become a reality.
Sure. Well, I guess, as I recall, folks could PayPal donations. They can send it to you in the mail, I guess, although I don't seem to have your address here.
Yes, there's on the website, there's a link for donations. And my address is there.
Okay.
And
the website is Tony's RV8? Tom's RV8.
Right. Tom'sRV8.com.
Com.
All one word and no hyphens or anything.
All
so
right.
If you go to the contribute page, it has a PayPal link. And, you know, PayPal's a real easy way for someone to use a credit card or a checking account and just use an electronic transfer and send the money to me, but I don't get, you know, the personal information and credit card numbers and things like that. So they can keep it that stuff private. And my address is on there, my cell phone number and email. So if anybody wanted to contact me and talk about it or bounce some ideas off of me, if they got some great ideas, then, you know, we're willing to listen to everybody. And, there's also some links up there to on the page about Tom. A little bit about him and his challenges. And there's Channel 11 News did a nice little story on him that I got a video clip of that.
Yeah, I was watching that last night. That was well done.
Yes, they did a nice little feature. It's just too bad it was because he was killed.
Yeah. And you sent me some pictures today of the project status, I believe,
mm-hmm.
which I haven't had a chance to look at yet, but I'll put that up too.
And then if you go to the page about me, mm-hmm. It says about me. It's actually about me and Tony. But I have a link to a video, and it's buried kind of in the middle of the page, but it says video. And it's about a missing man formation that I was able to fly for Tom's funeral service with the help of some wonderful guys from the Ohio Valley RVators.
Sure.
And guys I met you know, through Rick Gray's group down there. And I went to a clinic down there the year before last, the formation clinic that was put on by...
with Stu McCurdy and Rick Gray and those guys, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so then I had, asked for, plead for help, and guys would fly with me in the formation, and Bud Newhouse and Al Graycheck and Bernie Oakley came up, and it was really a bad day for flying, especially in formation. The wind was gusting 26 to 30 miles an hour that afternoon, but we pulled it off, and there wasn't a dry eye on the ground. You know, they just... we couldn't have honored an aviation nut like Tom any better than the Missing Man flight. And it's through my friends that I've made just because of this, building this airplane in my garage, that the RV community is second to none. You know, these people are just wonderful.
Well, so are you, Tony.
Thank you.
it's a great story, and I wish you the best of luck, and thank you, I guess, on behalf of whatever RV community I know of, for the work. And here's hoping that you can get it done.
Well, there's no doubt it's going to get done. I won't give up on it, on this one, any more than I gave up on mine. You know, it's
sure.
Tom's dream, and we're going to see it through reality and support his children and, you know, get their educational scholarship fund off to a good start for them. So.
All right. Well, best of luck to you, Tony. Thanks for taking a couple of minutes this evening and chatting with me.
Oh, thank you so much for championing our cause.
All right. Keep in touch and let me know how it's going.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Take good care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.